我们上一次学习到马可福音第四章。
So last time we studied Mark chapter 4.
但是第四章我们上一次到34节。
But last time we went up until verse 34.
所以我们现在从马可四章的35节开始。
So now we will begin with Mark chapter 4, verse 35.
我们来看马可四章的35节。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 4, verse 35.
35节哈。那天晚上耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那一边去。36节。
36.
门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他们同行。这个地方记载主耶稣跟门徒，要渡过加利利海的对边。
So here it records how Jesus and his disciples were to cross the Sea of Galilee.
那36节哈。说他们就把主耶稣带着一起去。
And in verse 36, it says that they took Jesus along with them.
他们可能没有想到把主耶稣带着一起去会对他们有什么影响。
They might not have thought about what type of effect would happen if they brought Jesus along with them.
但是到37节开始，我们就看到主耶稣在船上，带给他们什么好处。
But starting from verse 37, we can see how having Jesus on the boat brought them many benefits.
所以我们看37节。
So let us look at verse 37.
忽然起了暴风，波浪打进船内，甚至船将要满了水。
Verse 37, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling.
这个地方讲忽然起了风暴，也就是在加利利海当天气变化，那就会起风，那水里面的浪就会越来越大。
So here it says that there is a great windstorm, and so when the weather suddenly changes, near the area of the Sea of Galilee, the waves become great, and also the winds.
那这里讲哦，船内甚至要满了水。
So here it says that the boat was already filling.
那船如果满了水，这个船就沉下去了。
So if the boat is filled with water, then it will sink.
那这个告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
我们的一生就好像在海中行船。
Our entire lives are like being on the boat.
所以我们的人生有预想不到的风浪。
And in our lives, we have these unpredictable storms.
什么时候要失去健康，什么时候要失去工作，什么时候要失去家人，我们都不知道。
Whenever we might lose our health, whenever we might lose our jobs or our families, we do not know.
比方说上一次pandemic 期间，差不多每个人都可以想到他所熟悉里面至少有一个人in pandemic 而去世。
For example, in our recent pandemic, almost every one of us can think of at least one person who passed away due to the pandemic.
所以这个也是一种风浪。
So this is also a type of windstorm.
那有时候我们遭遇的事情会危及到生命的危险。
And sometimes the dangerous events that we encounter are life-threatening.
那这个时候我们人的盼望，我们的依靠在哪里？
And at these moments, who is our hope and who do we look to?
所以主耶稣在船上就带给他们一个依靠，一个盼望。
So Jesus being on the boat was someone they could depend on and have hope in.
首先我们看主耶稣跟他们同在，那主耶稣对风浪的反应是什么？
So Jesus was with them, but what effect did he bring to the windstorm?
我们看38节啊。
Let's look at verse 38.
耶稣在船尾枕头睡觉。这个地方讲啊，主耶稣在睡觉。
But here it says that Jesus was in the stern asleep on a pillow, so Jesus was sleeping.
那为什么大家很害怕主耶稣可以睡觉？
So why was it that everyone was so afraid but Jesus was able to sleep?
因为主耶稣就是神，他就是神的同在。
Because Jesus was God and he had the abidance of God.
所以他讲的话有权柄。
So the words he spoke had authority.
他讲的话能够让鬼出去，也能够让风海平静。
The words that he spoke were able to cast out demons and allow the windstorms to calm.
所以主耶稣掌管风浪，因此他就不怕。
So Jesus had control over the winds and the waves, so he was not afraid.
那今天我们在人生的风浪当中很重要，就是要有神同在。
So today, in the midst of our own windstorms,It's very important for us to have the abidance of God.
我们可以看诗篇的46篇第十节。
We can turn to Psalms 46 verse 10.
46篇的第十节。
Psalms 46 verse 10.
这里说你们要休息，因为我是神。
Here it says, be still and know that I am God.
休息啊 ，be still， 也可以说你们要安静，因为我是神。
So, it can be still or to rest.
因此，我们在面对最大的困难，如果有神同在，我们的心会很安静。
So, therefore, in the midst of our greatest challenges, if we know that we have the abundance of God, then our hearts will be still.
所以我们看摩西带领以色列百姓到红海旁边。
And we can see that when Moses brought the Israelites to the border of the Red Sea,
前面有红海过不去。
In front of them, there was the Red Sea, they cannot cross over.
后面有埃及追兵也退不走。
And behind them, they had the Egyptian soldiers who were running for them.
所以以色列百姓非常害怕。
And so the Israelite people were all very afraid.
所以他们就开始跟摩西争吵。
And they began arguing with Moses.
但是我们看到摩西非常的安静。
But we could see that Moses was very still.
所以他告诉以色列百姓不要怕，今天要看神怎么为你们做事。
And he told the Israelite people not to fear.But to see what works that God would do today for them.
因为他知道神应许与他同在。
Because he knew that God had promised to be abiding with him.
然后他的那根杖要代表神的权柄跟能力。
And that staff would represent the power and authority of God.
所以在很安静当中神在红海开一条路。
So in the midst of the stillness, God was able to open a way in the Red Sea.
因此有神同在我们什么都不怕。
So therefore, with the abidance of God, we do not need to fear anything.
主耶稣他一生里面最大的风浪是什么？
For Jesus, and throughout his life, what was his greatest windstorm that he encountered?
钉十字架。
It was the crucifixion.
你看彼得很害怕。
We can see that Peter was so afraid.
三次否认耶稣。
He denied Jesus three times.
因为他怕钉十字架这个风浪临到他。
Because he was afraid that this windstorm of being crucified would also come upon him.
但是主耶稣很安静。
But Jesus was very still.
他为什么可以安静？
Why was he able to be so still?
因为他在客西马里园祷告。
Because he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
天上的使者加添大力量。
And the angels of heaven strengthened him.
所以虽然这是极大的风浪，但是他很平静地把它渡过去。
So even though this was an exceedingly great windstorm, he was able to go through it very peacefully and quietly.
那后来彼得得圣灵。
And later on, when Peter received the Holy Spirit,
他开始传福音。
He began to preach the gospel.
那个逼迫的风浪也靠近了他。
And the windstorms of persecution drew near to him.
那彼得在监牢里面竟然可以睡觉。
And yet, Peter, while he was in prison, was able to sleep.
就是好像主耶稣在这里风浪可以睡觉。
So it's just like Jesus here, who is able to sleep in the midst of the windstorm.
鞭子把他带出去，他以为在做梦。
And when the angels brought Peter out of jail, he thought he was dreaming.
因为他被圣灵充满，有神的能力，有神的同在，所以就很安静。
Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he had the abidance and the power of God, so he was very still.
所以我们遇到在风浪当中的人，除了说用言语上安慰他们，最好的方法就是，好像主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告，邀他们一起祷告。
So whenever we encounter someone who might be going through their own windstorms, the best way to help them is to follow the example of Jesus to pray with them in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他们被圣灵充满，感觉到神的同在，他们就可以很安静来面对这个风浪。
And once they are able to experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the abidance of God, then they can be still in the midst of the windstorm.
好，我们现在看第四章的三十九节。
So let us look at chapter 4, verse 39.
耶稣醒了，斥责风海，风海就大大止住，平静了。主耶稣一讲话，风海就平静了。
So once Jesus spoke, the wind and the waves ceased.
所以主耶稣的话，每一句都带有能力。
So every word that Jesus spoke brought great authority.
今天主耶稣的话在哪里？
So today, where is the word of God?
就是在圣经里面。
It is in the Bible.
所以圣经每一句话都有能力。
So every word in the Bible brings power.
因此四十节
So if we look at verse 40.
耶稣对他们说，你为什么胆怯呢？你们没有信心吗？所以这个地方讲到你。一个很重要，他们会胆怯，就是还没有信心呢。
So here Jesus said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" So here we can see that the reason why we are fearful is because we have no faith.
所以我们今天有信心，能够信靠神我们就可以体会到神里面的那一种平静安稳。
So today, if we truly have this faith in God, then we will be able to experience this peace and stability in God.
所以一生当中最重要不要忘记了把主耶稣请上我们这一艘船。
So in our lives, it's very important for us to remember to invite Jesus onto our boat.
那这是第四章的最后一段。
So this is the last part of chapter 4.
那我们现在看第五章。
Let us look at chapter 5.
第五章从第一节一直到二十四节是在讲一个被鬼附着的人主耶稣怎么医好他。
So in chapter 5, from verse 1 to 24, it talks about how a demon-possessed man is cured.
那首先我们从第一节到第五节来看一个被鬼附着的人他的生活是怎么样。
So in verses 1 to 5, we can first see what type of life this demon-possessed man lived.
我们仔细看一节到五节，我发现他们的生活跟一般人不一样。
If we closely look at verses 1 through 5, then we can see that his life was very different from a normal life.
那不一样不是更好，而是更坏。
But this special life was not a good one, but rather a bad one.
哦，所以，哦，我们今天啊，魔鬼的工作有两种方式。
So today there are two methods in which in which the devil works.
啊，第一种方式哈、啊，就是跟啊第五章这一段写的一样，魔鬼真的附在人的身上。
And so the first type is like it describes here in chapter 5, where the demon actually is possessing the physical person.
那对我们现在的信徒来讲、啊啊、我们如果看清楚这是魔鬼的工作，大家会很认真祷告，奉耶稣的名赶鬼，鬼就出去了。
In terms of our members today, if we notice that someone might be possessed with a demon, then we will very diligently pray for them to cast out the demon.
哦，但是我们今天啊很少看到哦被魔鬼附着的人。
But today it's very rare for us to see people who are demon possessed.
特别是新受洗啊，十年有时候二十年代也没有看过被魔鬼附着人。
Even for members who have been baptized for 10 or 20 years, some of them have never seen someone who is demon possessed.
那现在就没有魔鬼吗？
So does that mean that now there is no devil?
或者魔鬼没有在做工呢？
Or does this mean that the devil is not at work anymore?
魔鬼没有改变的哦。
The devil has not changed.
但是他工作的方式不一样。
It's just that the way he works is different.
首先呢，如果我们看这个魔鬼住在哪里？
So first, we can take a look at where the devil lives.
好，我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
好，那个人常住在坟墓里，没有人能拦住他。好，所以他住在坟墓里面。
So in verse 3, it says that this person was dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him.
那坟墓埋葬死人的地方是脏的，是臭的。
And the tombs are where the dead are buried, and it is an unclean and a place that has unpleasant smells.
所以他有房子，他不住，他就是要住在坟墓里面。
So he had a home to live in, but he did not live in his house, but rather he lived among the tombs.
那今天这个脏的或者臭的在属灵上代表什么？
So today, this unclean and unpleasant place, what is this spiritually?
就是代表罪。
It represents sin.
所以人的外表、哦、虽然是装饰得很美，社会越来越进步、哦、但是魔鬼的工作让社会越来越腐败、啊、罪越来越深。
So even though outwardly someone might be very well adorned or doing well in society, the devil is working through society.
说有一个信徒曾经问我，你知道魔鬼哪个地方最多吗？
So there was a member who once asked me, do you know where the devil is most prevalent?
我也没有想过嘛。
And I never thought about that before.
我是在好莱坞啊。
And the answer was in Hollywood.
让我想一想，也是有理由吧。
And I thought about it, and I thought it was pretty reasonable.
你看现在人哦，天天在看电视。
Because nowadays, many people are watching TV every day.
那这个电视好莱坞所生产的。
And these programs are all produced by Hollywood.
我在里面充满着色情还有暴力。
And within these movies and television shows, they are filled with sexual content and violence.
那这个人一直看看看到最后、哦、对罪已经没有感觉了。
And when you continuously watch this type of content, then you grow desensitized to sin.
所以现在人、哦、罪也不会觉得罪，罪变成文化的一部分。
So many people are not able to recognize sin because they see sin as part of their culture.
这就是魔鬼在工作啊。
And this is the work of the devil.
因为啊，如果一个人活在罪里面，他就离神越来越远。
because if someone lives in sin, then they grow further and further from God.
所以魔鬼不是没有在工作，他让我们的心啊进到坟墓那一种脏臭罪里面，这个就是魔鬼的工作。
So it's not that the devil is no longer at work, but rather the devil works to bring our hearts into this very unclean and unpleasant place like the tombs.
那如果我们再看第五章。
So if we, let's look again at chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
这里讲用石头砍自己。
Here it says that he was cutting himself with stones.
这个是什么?
What does this mean?
石头砍自己就是暴力。
Cutting himself with stones is a form of violence.
圣经不是说诫命要爱人如己吗?
In the Bible, there is a commandment to love one another as yourself.
首先我们爱自己啊。
So first, you have to love yourself.
我们才能够去爱别人。
And only then can you love others.
所以被魔鬼附着用石头砍自己，他怎么会爱自己呢?
So if you are demon possessed and you are, how can you like cut yourself?
所以一个被魔鬼附着的人他是充满着暴力的。
So for someone who is demon possessed, they are filled with violence.
所以我们看这个社会很多的暴力，这个就是魔鬼的工作。
So if we see these physical forms of violence, then we can see that the devil is at work.
那这个暴力有很多不同的方式表现。
And there are many ways this violence can be manifested.
拿枪到处去杀人，当然这个是暴力。
If you go around and you are killing others, then this is one form of violence.
那有的是就用这个言语去凌霸别人。
And some people may use their words to bully others.
这个也是一种暴力。
And this is also a type of violence.
所以这是魔鬼的工作。
And this is the work of the devil.
那我们再来看第五章。
So let us look again at chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
这里的第三节讲没有人能够拦阻他，连铁链也不能。
In verse 3, it says that no one could bind him, not even the chains.
那到第四节铁链什么把他绑住，他都可以把他弄断。
And in verse 4, it says that no matter what chains they bound him with, he was able to pull them apart.
为什么魔鬼的工作很难阻挡?
So why is it that the work of the devil is very hard to defend against?
第一个，我们看不到魔鬼。
First is we cannot see the devil.
但是魔鬼可以看到我们。
But yet the devil can see us.
第二个,
Second,
魔鬼的力量比我们大。
The power and the strength of the devil is greater than ours.
所以这里讲啊，没有一个人能够制服他。
So here it says that no one could tame him.
如果我们看不见他，他有力量比我们大，但当然没有办法打败他。
If we cannot see the devil and the devil has more strength than we do, then there's no way we can defeat the devil.
所以为什么我们需要主耶稣?
So why is it that we need the Lord Jesus?
因为主耶稣认识魔鬼，而且主耶稣比魔鬼的力量还大。
It is because the Lord Jesus knows the devil and the Lord Jesus has more power than the devil.
那我们再看这个魔鬼附着的人还有什么特色?
And so let us continue looking at what characteristics someone who is demon possessed has.
如果我们看第九节。
Let us look at verse 9.
耶稣问他你叫什么名字?他说我叫做群。
Jesus asked him, what is your name? And he answered, my name is Legion.
所以魔鬼很多一群。
So the devil comes in groups, there are many of them.
所以如果我们看后面魔鬼进到猪里面，猪原始的有2000所以至少魔鬼有2000吧，可能也远远超过那个数目。
So if we look at the later verses, later on, the demons were sent into a herd of swine that were about 2,000 in total. And so we can see that there are probably about 2,000 demons.
好，那圣经说，抹大拉的玛利亚身上有七个鬼。
And in the Bible, we see that the Mary of
Magdalene
was possessed with seven demons.
那这七个鬼附着，当然她生活就不正常了。
And because she was possessed with seven demons, her life was not normal.
哦，那甚至主耶稣看到癫痫病的人后，主耶稣就把他的鬼赶出去。那个癫痫病也是因为鬼的工作。
And when Jesus saw that people were suffering from
癫痫病
epilepsy, sorry, then Jesus knew that they were demon possessed, and Jesus healed them.
所以这个鬼不同的方式在做工。
So the devil works in different ways.
所以他叫做群啊。
So that is why the devil was called legion.
然后甚至哑巴被赶出去，他有哑巴鬼。
And even those who were mute were cast out with demon.
鬼赶出去，他就会讲话了。
And once the demon was cast out, then they were able to speak.
所以鬼他的名字叫群。
So the name of this demon was called Legion.
那我们如果再细看下去那个鬼进到猪群里面，那发生了什么事情？
And when we continue reading, we see that the demons were sent into the large herd of swine. And so what happened to it?
然后13节啊。
If we look at verse 13.
耶稣准了他们，乌鬼就进来猪群，于是那群猪闯下山崖，投到海里淹死了。
Here it says that the spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea.
一群活活的猪，嘴鬼一进去就跳到死。
There was a large herd of swine that were doing fine, but once they were possessed by the demons, then they ran into the sea and they died.
所以可见这个鬼的工作跟死是连在一起的。
So we can see that the work of the demon is very tightly connected to death.
所以有时候我们说忧郁症是一种病。
So sometimes we say that depression is a type of illness.
但是这个忧郁症如果更严重一点常常有声音叫他去死，跳楼死怎么死？
And when depression becomes more serious, then we can hear of instances where people are hearing voices to tell them to die.
所以有一些忧郁症也可能就是魔鬼的工作。
So there are instances where depression can be the work of the devil.
所以我们看这个魔鬼的生活魔鬼附着人的生活这个魔鬼的工作没有一点是好的。
So we can see that a life that is possessed by the demon, there is not one part of it that is good.
那圣经说全世界都握在恶者的手下，全世界都在这个魔鬼的掌管之下。
And the Bible tells us that the entire world is under the authority of the evil one, so under the authority of the devil.
所以这个世界充满着很多不好的事情，就是魔鬼的工作。
And so that is why the earth is filled with all of these evil deeds. It's because of the work of the devil.
所以我们更需要主耶稣。
So that is why we need the Lord Jesus even more.
所以我们如果马可从第一章一直读到最后，你看主耶稣有哪一句话，有做哪一件事情是不好的？
So if we look at the entire book of Mark, is there any place any word that Jesus spoke or anything that Jesus did that was bad?
他的本性是怜悯的。
The nature of Jesus is merciful.
啊，是公义的。
It's just.
是圣洁的。
And it's holy.
啊，他是大有能力的。
He is great and filled with power.
所以他所走过的地方带给人都是好的。
So wherever he walked, he brought good to others.
啊，因此，我们的一生啊，如果要过好的生活哈，应该要啊，来跟从主耶稣。
So in our lives, if we want to encounter a good, then we need to follow Jesus.
那我们看啊，魔鬼认识主耶稣。
So we can see that the demon knows Jesus.
我们看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这个经文讲了，他远远看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他。第七节。
Verse 7.
大声呼叫说，至高者神的儿子耶稣，我跟你有什么相干呢？下面，我指着神恳求你不要叫我受苦。所以我们知道，魔鬼知道主耶稣是至高者神的儿子。
So here it says that the devil knows that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God.
然后他就拜他，因为他知道主耶稣的权柄能力比他大。
And he knew that he had to worship Jesus because his power and authority was greater than that of the devil.
第七节说，不要叫我受苦，魔鬼也知道主耶稣能够把他赶出去。
So later on, he begged him earnestly not to let him suffer because he knew that Jesus had more power than he did.
有时候我们信主久了真的有时候我们在教会里面会遇到人信主久了反而对主耶稣半信半疑。
We probably have met people who after becoming a member for a longer time, instead of having a stronger faith, they actually grow to doubt the Lord Jesus.
因为如果信仰没有追求离神越来越远就没有体验了。
Because if you do not constantly pursue a spiritual growth, then you will start to drift away from God.
那这个信仰就变成知识，那就变成半信半疑。
And your faith becomes only knowledge, and so you begin to doubt God.
那雅各书怎么描写魔鬼呢？雅各书第二章。
So how does James describe the devil? Let us look at James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章的19节。
James chapter 2 verse 19.
这个地方讲你信神只有一位，你信的不过，魔鬼也信，却是战兢。所以这里讲我们相信神，魔鬼也相信神。
So here it says that you believe that there is one God, but even the demons believe.
那我们信神，我们得到救恩，充满着喜乐。
So when we believe in God, then we receive salvation and we are filled with joy.
那这里讲魔鬼信却是战兢。
So here it says that the demons believe and they tremble.
为什么？
Why?
因为魔鬼的工作就是引诱人犯罪。
Because the work of the demon is to tempt people to sin.
所以将来他要面对审判，接受刑罚。
So in the future, they will receive judgment and be punished.
而且他很怕遇到神遇到主耶稣。
And they are very afraid of meeting God or the Lord Jesus.
好像这个人遇到主耶稣，他就被赶出去了。
Just like the demons here, who once they met the Lord Jesus, they were cast out.
那我们回到马可第五章。
So let us turn back to Mark chapter 5.
那为什么主耶稣允许这个魔鬼进到猪，最后有2000掉到海里死了呢？
So why was it that Jesus gave the demons permission to enter into the pigs that were about 2,000 and they all died in the sea?
有一个目的就是要让我们知道在主耶稣的眼中 这一个被鬼附着的人，他的价值超过2000条铢。
So one purpose of Jesus doing this, could have been to allow us readers to understand that the soul of one man was more valuable than 2,000 swine.
如果一条猪卖美金100块。
If one pig was sold for $200.
那2000条猪大概可以卖20万美金啊。
Then for 2,000 pigs, they could probably be sold for 400,000.
那所以这样看起来主耶稣看这一个人超过2000条猪。
So we can see that the Lord Jesus valued this man more than 2,000 swine.
所以主耶稣要用一切的代价来救人脱离魔鬼。
So Jesus wanted to pay the price to save this person from the devil.
那今天就是借着他的救恩脱离魔鬼。
And so today we are able to rely on his salvation to fight against the devil.
所以使徒行传26章就在讲什么叫做得救，得救就是从撒旦的权下归向神。
So in Acts chapter 26, it talks about what salvation is. It is to turn towards God from death.
所以救恩让我迁到爱子的国度，那魔鬼就没有办法加害于我们。
So, after we are saved, we are able to enter into the kingdom of the Son, and the devil can no longer harm us.
那这个神迹的结果是什么？
So what is the result of this miracle?
当然第一个就是这一个人变正常。
The first is that this person becomes normal.
所以15节穿上衣服心里明白过所以这个人就变成正常了。
So in verse 15 it says that he was sitting in clothes and in his right mind.
那第二个神迹的结果。
And the second result of this miracle.
就是当那个村庄的人就离要求耶稣离开他们。
Which was that the people of the village begged Jesus to leave them.
为什么？
And why is that?
你看这个人被鬼附着结果2000条猪啊。投到海里死了。
We can see that in one day there was this demon possessed man who after the demon left him caused a 2,000 pigs to die.
所以损失了好多的猪啊。
So they incurred such a large loss of pigs.
那如果再遇到一个被鬼附着了，再2000条猪死了，哇，他们就觉得这个代价太大了。
So if in the next day Jesus were to heal another demon-possessed man, then they would lose 2,000 more swine.
所以他们不愿意为着主耶稣在那里救人灵魂了，他们不愿意付代价。
So they were unwilling to pay the price for Jesus to heal the souls of those who were demon-possessed.
所以就求主耶稣离开他们。
So they asked and begged Jesus to leave them.
所以今天有的人知道信耶稣很好，但是就是不愿意付代价，到最后他就离开了主耶稣。
So some of us might believe in Jesus, but we are unwilling to pay this price, and so we end up departing from him.
那如果我们回到19节。
So if we look back at verse 19.
主耶稣告诉这个人你要回到你的亲属那里将主为你做他的事情怎样怜悯你都告诉他们，就是要宣传主耶稣的福音。
Jesus told him to go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. So in other words, Jesus was telling this man to go and preach to his friends.
那到了19、20节下面哦，耶稣为到那里边去，就许多人，我看哈，二十节最后哈，众人都是很稀奇。
So in verse 20, the last part says that the people were all marveling.
所以有时候我们常常想哦，我要为主耶稣见证，那见证什么？
So sometimes we think that we want to testify for Jesus. So what should we testify about?
如果我们道理很清楚，当然可以讲一些救恩的道理。
So if we are very familiar with the Bible, then we can preach to other people about the messages of salvation.
但是有一件事情大家可以做。
But there is one thing that everyone can do.
就是见证我们遇到主耶稣以后，我们所体验神的恩典。
Which is to testify about all of the blessings that we have experienced after coming to believe in Jesus.
那我们的生活，我们的生命怎么改变？这个就是最好的见证。
Sorry, and how our lives have changed after coming to know Jesus, and these can all serve as testimonies for us.
那我们现在看第五章还有两个神迹。
So we can see that in chapter 5, there are two more miracles.
从21节到24节。
From verse 21 to 24.
这一段是医治一个管会堂，名叫做雅鲁，在他的女儿。
There was a ruler of the synagogue named Jairus, and he had a daughter.
那这一段一直接下去，就是从35节开始到结束。
And after this, section, the next section starts from verse 35 until the end.
所以中间又插了一段另外一个神迹。
So, and in the middle of these two sections, there's also another miracle.
就是25节一直到34节。
Which is from verse 25 to verse 34.
就是医好血肉的妇人。
Which was a healing for the woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years.
那我们先来看这个25节到34节。
So let us first look at the passage from verse 25 to verse 34.
这个神迹我们学到什么？
What can we learn from this miracle?
如果看25节换了12年的血肉。
If we look at verse 25, it says that this woman had a flow of blood for 12 years.
如果流血不停12年，这个人是非常软弱的。
If someone is continuously flowing blood for 12 years, then you can see that this person is very physically weak.
那26节，医生手里受了很多的苦，又钱都用完了。所以钱都用完了，那医生也看完了，都没有好。
In verse 26, it says that she had spent all that she had, and she had tried to find all the physicians she could find, but she was no better.
所以她再也没有钱看医生，再也没有医生能够医她。
So she no longer had any money to find physicians, and she could no longer find any physicians to heal her either.
那这就是人的尽头。
So this was the limit of man.
那人的尽头就是神的开始。
And the dead end for humans is the beginning for God.
所以我们教会里面有一些慕道朋友，真的就是走到人的尽头，他就来找神。
So there are many of our truth-seeking friends who came to seek God after reaching a dead end in their lives.
所以我们在传福音有时候最有功效的就是遇到困难的人。
So sometimes as we are preaching, we find that it's easiest to preach to those who are facing troubles.
当然生活过得很好也有来信的，但是遇到困难更容易相信。
Of course, there are people who come to believe when their lives are going well, but it is easier for people to come and believe when they are going through suffering.
所以有时候人遇到困难，从信仰来讲不一定是不好的。
So when people encounter difficulties, from a spiritual standpoint, it is not always a bad thing.
那一个人生活很安逸无虑，从信仰来讲也不一定是好的。
And a person living a life that is fully peaceful with no troubles, from a spiritual standpoint, it might not always be good.
因为人生活太舒服，有时候心都离开神。
Because sometimes when people live too comfortably, their hearts depart from God.
那我们看这一个女人她一生的转变点在哪里？
So if we look at this daughter, where was her life's turning point?
就是一个意念，二十八节。
In verse 28, it was a thought that she had.
意思说，我只要摸她的衣裳，就必痊愈。所以这个女人哈，她有一个意念哦，我只要摸耶稣的衣裳，我就可以好。
So this woman had this thought that if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.
那这个意念是从哪里来的？
So where does this thought come from?
当然这个意念是从信心来的。
Of course, this thought comes from faith.
所以人要得神的恩典，信心是一个很重要的因素。
So for someone to receive blessings, faith is a very important requirement.
那这个人病了12年。
So this person was ill for 12 years.
但是27节他就从后面夹在众人中间要摸耶稣的衣裳。
In this verse, it tells us that she was in the middle of the crowd trying to touch the clothing of Jesus.
为什么？
And why was that?
因为12年的血肉，这个人身体很虚弱，主耶稣的周围很多的人，所以他要走到主耶稣，然后要挤到中间，又要再去摸他的衣裳，这要好多的力量。
It was very significant because this woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years must have been very, very weak. And yet she was able to hear about Jesus and come all the way behind Jesus, going through the entire crowd to touch his garment. So this required a lot of her strength.
如果她没有信心了，这个变成一个借口，不必去了，我很衰弱。
If she had no faith, then it could easily turn into an excuse. She could say that she was too weak and she cannot go to Jesus.
那因为他有信心，所以他就能够用力量去克服困难。
But because she had faith, she was able to use her strength to overcome her challenges.
所以有没有信心，有时候就是看我们是把我们的困难当借口，还是设法去克服困难。
So if we want to see how much faith we have, then let us observe whether or not we think that we use our challenges as excuses, or we are able to find strength to overcome our challenges.
那当他一摸耶稣，三十节主耶稣就觉得有能力从他身上出去。
And once she touched the garment of Jesus, then Jesus felt power leaving him.
那主耶稣的身体今天就是教会。
So the body of Jesus today is the church.
教会是神同在的地方。
And the church is where God abides.
教会是有神的宝座的地方。
And the church is where the throne of God abides.
所以一个人如果愿意来亲近教会，用信心来祷告，他就可以触摸到主耶稣。
So if there is someone who is willing to come to church and to pray with faith, then they can touch Jesus.
那最后主耶稣告诉他你的信救了你。
And so lastly, Jesus told the woman that your faith has saved you.
所以我们的信会救我们。
So our faith will make us well.
这一句话主耶稣重复了用好多次。
And this phrase has been repeated by the Lord Jesus many times.
信救了你。
Your faith has made you well.
所以34节，你平平安安回去吧。
So in verse 34, it says, go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
所以信心带给我们神的恩典，信心带给我们平安。
So the blessings of God in our faith will bring us peace.
我们一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.